Hey, Lar, it's Anthony and Jude here on the Equine Forum. Great to have you on, buddy.
Absolutely, and yeah, I've been super busy. In fact, I was just looking at the new wine refrigerator I bought yesterday.
Got to catalog the collection.
Yeah,
just hit the on button, pal, and it'll work.
It's just nonstop for me this time of year. You know,
you can sound exhausting. Call on Tom to show you how to set up a spreadsheet so you know where your bottles are.
There you go. Good plan. I need to get bottles first.
Is that a hint?
I was a big hit. I got some Larry Colmus approved wine for a party that I went to, and they flew out the door.
Excellent.
So it certainly didn't sound like... from the call, it certainly didn't sound like American Pharoah winning the Triple Crown a few years back took anything away from Justified doing it this year for you, Larry.
Absolutely not. I mean, it's the Triple Crown, you know, and it's the moment that we waited for 37 years. And, you know, if it hadn't happened 3 years ago, you know, we wouldn't even be having any sort of conversation about Horse of the Year or anything like that. But I guess because American Pharoah, you know, won it 3 years ago, people just didn't think of it as such a big deal, you know, 3 years later with Justify. And I remember sitting in the press box at Belmont, the week of the Belmont Stakes, just a couple of days before the race, and ran into a couple of guys who've been in this game a long time and were around in the 70s. And just to get a feel for it, I said, was this the way it felt like when Seattle Slew was going for the Triple Crown? And the response was 100% yes. It was exactly the same thing because of Secretariat. Less people were excited about Seattle Slew. And, you know, that's just the way it is. I guess it's, you know, become one of those deals where, hey, it happens all the time. Well, he's only the second one in 40 years. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, especially with all the things that Justify accomplished winning his Triple Crown, that he's not getting the credit he deserves. But I think in the end he will. It was a tremendous feat to pull that off in a short period of time and break the Apollo curse and Baffert. I mean, you know, two Triple Crown winners and more on the way, probably the way that it looks. So
yeah, he's got a couple of serious about to turn 3 year olds, you know, with game winner and improbable and who knows who else. I mean, Justify hadn't even started at this point last time, so I mean, we'll see what's ahead for this year. And if it's like the 70s, I guess we're due for another one this year. That'll be a long time after that. But it's all to be determined. I thought Justify was just utterly fantastic. And the fact that he is the only undefeated Triple Crown winner ever, the only horse to win the Derby without running it too since Apollo. I mean, there's just so many things that he did. And I wish that he had kept running. And if he had kept running, you know, it would have made things more exciting. But I totally understand the reasoning behind his early retirement. And, it is what it is. And Accelerate, the other horse that everyone's talking about had a tremendous campaign, a Horse of the Year type campaign for sure. But, you know, to me, and I know you didn't ask me this question yet, yes, I am voting for Justify for Horse of the Year, but to me it's just a Triple Crown trumps all scenario every time.
What other race during the year stood out to you other than the Justify thing? What was the next best race that you called during the year?
Yeah, it's a really good question because they're always I'm a lucky guy to call all these races throughout the year, you know, that we get to see such tremendous performances. And you know, you get to the Breeders' Cup, and I think Enable winning the Breeders' Cup turf the way she did was pretty remarkable. I have to think that that was one of the most exciting experiences of the year. And listening to the crowd with Frankie Dettori urging them on, cheering for her as she came back after that victory and became the first horse to win the Arc de Triomphe and the Breeders' Cup Turf in the same year. That ranks right up there with me. The Breeders' Cup had some tremendous performances. Newspaper of Record was just incredibly impressive when she won her race. Obviously, Accelerate winning the Classic. So the Breeders' Cup always produces these high level and memorable performances. But outside of the Breeders' Cup and the Triple Crown, I'm trying to think of another one that really, really stood out, but there are just so many.
True Yankee at Belmont that day in the last, right?
I did have to call a horse with Yankee in the name, but the result was good in the end when October came around and the rightful team won the World Series. Okay.
Yeah, we had two Sox fans on today. Brian Bouye from the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame kicked off the hour. I guess it's appropriate to have the World Series champs represented on the final equine forum of the season.
Yeah, I think Miramati's a Dodgers fan, though, so it's okay.
Talking about Larry Comas, the voice of the New York Racing Association, the Triple Crown, as well as the Breeders' Cup. So since you were so quick to throw your hat into the Justify Accelerate argument, you brought up Newspaper of Record. That's an interesting vote. Now, you got to call all of Newspaper of Record's races, and you got to call Jaywalk's two big ones. In this day and age in the U.S. with turf racing really coming to the fore, is that a race in your mind? Do you just default to the dirt horse?
Oh, no, I think that's a really close race. I think between those two, as far as who the champion is, I went back and forth and back and forth, and I ended up going with Jaywalk because, generally you do stick with dirt over turf, but the way, and she had won two grade ones, which is, to me, that's another thing you have to look at. And I realized Newspaper of Record really didn't have that opportunity because there aren't really any grade ones for two-year-old fillies on the turf other than the Breeders' Cup. So, in that case, you can't really knock her for that, but the fact that Jaywalk did win two grade ones and is dirt made me pick her just by a hair over Newspaper of Record. But I think there'll be plenty of people voting for Newspaper of Record, and deservedly so. And by the way, I did say that without question, Justify would be my vote. If you vote for Accelerate over Justify, I have absolutely no problem with that, because I think that he had that type of campaign, and people have different views on these things, and I can understand that. My personal view is Justify, and I'm also going with Jaywalk, but man, Newspaper of Record was just, I think her performances themselves were more memorable than Jaywalk's.
Fair enough. I'm actually on the other end of both of the arguments. Maybe we can, maybe we'll meet up one night at the Meadowlands to talk about it.
That would be terrific.
You mentioned before, talking about when Jude mentioned the Baffert horses and the two-year-olds, this is kind of a quiet time for you. I know we get the pleasure of having you here at the Big A for a couple of weeks, end of January, early February. You keep your eye on things, especially on that Triple Crown trail, because of the Derby and the Preakness and all of your responsibilities at NBC. Do you keep your eye on the two-year-olds turning three this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to, I try to go online and take a look at what's going on. I don't watch too many races this time of year. I like to sort of step away from it. I remember the stories with Trevor Denman. I always got a kick out of the fact that when he went up to his farm in Minnesota during the time that his jobs were not at Santa Anita and Del Mar were not happening, he would just completely go away from racing and just have, he wouldn't even have watched the Kentucky Derby, which I always got a big kick out of. But that was his way of of, you know, keeping himself fresh and getting away. And, like you said, because I do call the Derby and, you know, have to get, you know, tuned up on those things, I don't completely step away. So, you know, I know who Improbable is and horses like that that have come around since the Breeders' Cup. So, you know, I'm looking forward to watching some of those 3-year-olds as we, you know, get closer and closer. But it's good to stay involved just a little bit while, you know, I'm sort of in hibernation mode.
All right, well, thanks for coming out of your cave for a few minutes this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm always good to talk to you guys. And like I said, I'm going to be calling a couple of weeks at Aqueduct. Last week of January, first week of February, giving our man Johnny I a couple of weeks off. People don't realize he works year round at NYRA and is a hardworking guy, and he needs some breaks too. So they're going to have me come in and get to call the Withers. So that'll be a nice 3-year-old race while I'm there. And I'm also next week going to go down to Gulfstream and just hang out and see everybody, see all my friends down there. So that's going to be fun too. And get to check out Christine Lee's at its new location. So I'm looking forward to my trip down to South Florida for a week on New Year's Day.
All right. Well, thanks, Lawrence.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you soon. Have a happy new year, bud.
You too. Thanks, guys.